Hello, listeners, and welcome back to the Written Word Podcast with your host, The Frontiest. Before I begin, I would like to give a shout out to Jyotsna, a very dear friend of mine, because she inspired the content for this episode, and that is all I will tell you about it. So, as always, thank you for listening. And if you like this particular episode, I would love to hear from you what you liked about it, what are the topics you want me to cover in the coming weeks, and anything in general that you want to reach out to me and tell me about the podcast, I would love to hear from you. So, without further ado, let's dive right in. Hi, I'm back again. So the script for this episode was triggered by something a friend said about the previous one. She said she was grateful for my love and my honest friendship. And that, for some reason, made me look inward and question if I have been withholding these gifts from myself all these years. And you know what? I instantly knew the answer. And I didn't like it. Because truth be told, at this stage of life, being friends with myself shouldn't be something I'm still trying to figure out. And it sure as hell shouldn't be conditional. And yet, I don't know if I can stand in front of a mirror, actually look myself in the eye and say, I accept you. I can say I love you and mean it, don't get me wrong. But I don't know if I'm capable of fully accepting myself and therefore being my own best friend. The thing is, ever since I can remember, I have been immensely critical of myself. I don't know how good I am at hiding that from those around me, but I have always griped about all these faults that I seem to have. Not smart enough, not tall enough, not slim enough, not interesting enough. Not caring enough. I don't think I ever have or ever will meet my own standards. Let me give you a small snapshot. So in February this year, I gained a lot of weight, and no matter what I did, I couldn't seem to lose it. I finally realized there might be something more to it and embarked on a month-long journey to heal my gut instead. Incredibly, in doing so, my weight started coming down as a byproduct of healthy and mindful eating. I actually ended up getting back to my original weight in almost 3 weeks. And yet, it wasn't good enough for me. In fact, just a few minutes before I sat down to write this, I gave in to my craving for the first time in weeks because I thought I deserved it. Only to feel so guilty immediately afterwards. And then I realized, I always do this. Always, whether it is my weight, or my looks, or my behavior, I never cut myself any slack. In fact, that might be the reason I tend to get so defensive towards those who love me, even when I know they're trying to help. The thing is, there is nothing you could say to me that I haven't already said to myself. And I am probably way more harsh and mean to myself than I ever needed to be. And that's not a very nice thing to realize as a person about yourself. I don't know how many of you will relate to this, but if you were to give me a paper and pen right now and tell me to write everything I think is wrong with me, I would not hesitate for a second. But if you were to tell me to write things I love about myself, I can guarantee you I would pause more than once as I make that list. And I wouldn't do it with half the enthusiasm. You know, we humans are funny that way. We build this deep, dark well of insecurities inside ourselves, and then we spend our lives hiding behind numerous distractions so we don't have to face them. So what if you're flawed? So is everybody else. So what if you don't know what you're doing, or you don't feel good enough? And by the way, good enough by what standards? Why are we punishing ourselves by trying to meet somebody else's benchmarks for what a perfect life or a perfect version of us should be? I don't have the answers yet, but I'll keep looking till I do. In the meantime, I want to give my inner critic a break. No. In fact, you know what? I want to fire it and hope it's not too late and I haven't caused too much damage. I hope today my inner self will accept my friendship so I can finally begin the journey of being my own best friend. After all, everyone seems to think I'm great at it. So now I'm curious to see what I've been missing out on. I'm gonna start dressing for myself, thinking for myself, even hanging out with myself. So if you're listening to this now and you happen to see me sitting at a cafe by myself someday, you'll know what it's about. And when you do, I hope you will smile at me and I will wave you over and with a giant beaming smile on my face, introduce you to my new best friend, me. This is your host, The Frontiest, signing off. And as always, thank you for listening. And please don't forget to rate and review this podcast on whatever platform it is that you're listening to it from. Till next time. Bye-bye.